Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Eric Johnson really needs no introduction. The Kansas wrestling community has become familiar with his moniker Chief Renegade on the Talk Forum. His individual and team class and overall rankings have taken on a life of their own and annually account for the most traffic of any other single post. He has and continues to provide opportunities to Kansas wrestlers through his Rocky Mountain Nationals team and as team leader for the Junior Duels. Anyone in the know will tell you that putting together teams and getting guys to and from the events is no easy task. Eric pulls it off each year and does it with a level of professionalism that has built a good reputation for the state of Kansas from other leaders and officials from across the nation. This year, Chief is coordinating the Junior Duels trip to Oklahoma, where the guys will compete for team accolades. I recently had the opportunity to visit with Eric about the upcoming National Duels competition for juniors. Chief, welcome to Airtime.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on again, and I'm sure you're knee-deep in preparations for the Junior Duels and probably will be until the caravan heads south. With that said, let us know who some of the more accomplished individuals are that will be representing Team Kansas in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this year's squad is going to be exciting. First of all, we're going to have two large teams. We may bring down 45 or 46 total out of a possible 48 on two full rosters almost. But and also, we're going to have a fair amount of cadets. You know, this year we've got five All-Americans that are going to be on the team. Last year was hard to follow up from. Last year we had 11 D1 signees, I think was a Kansas record last year. And but I really like this team. We're not going to have as many seeding points, but really, I think this team's going to compete well. We've got of the top cadets, and this is always a kind of a added cherry on the top of the sundae here, because they're coming back from a whole grueling week of cadet duels, and you're just hoping everybody's healthy, and they're going to jump right in and go to juniors also. So, but Dwayne Villalpando, Kyle Haas, Gavin Carter, Tony Caldwell, heavyweight, Jared Simmons coming over, and so we're going to get a lot of cadets come over, and really on the second team, a lot of cadets. We're trying to get a whole lot of great experience for them too. But we've got Jalen Harper and Hendrickson and Haas, Carter and Kate Lindsay. Those are our five AAs. And so this team's looking, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That does sound like a heck of a team. And it's always a unique situation putting that together. You know, particularly some of those high caliber seniors don't compete because maybe they're taking summer classes or they're on their college campus. So, you know, hats off to you for the work you do in putting the team together.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, there was a couple shots to the gut when we lost a couple of our top guys that are needing to report. You know, they got them going to summer school right off the bat every day. So Jace Kelzer, I even called Nickerson up there at Northern Colorado and was pleading with him to let us keep our six-time Fargo All-American.
Yeah.
So it didn't work, but I tried.
Yeah, well, good. And I understand from talking with Jordan Connect that the girls are going to be doing their national duels at that time rather than up at Fargo. What does that do to the schedule or to the dynamics or number of mats, a facility, that kind of thing that you're aware of?
I don't think it'll change much. That place is really, I think it's a great site. I mean, you know, they have plenty of room. They had, in the past, they've had exhibition mats that were open. And the Cox Business Center there in downtown Tulsa is a large space, and so I think it ought to be all right. I'm not expecting any kind of delays or those kind of things either.
Now, will there be any kind of a training camp or any get together before you guys head down to Tulsa?
Yes, this year we're meeting at Neosho Community College again. So we're going to Chanute on that Sunday before the duels on the 17th. So we'll check in there and team will report. We'll have about five practices, counting that night, the whole next day, and then Tuesday morning before we leave for Tulsa.
So Junior Duels is a unique event where coaches, athletes, and fans are able to be in close proximity to some of the high-level wrestling with well-known college coaches roaming amongst the mats looking for prospects. Do you have any memorable moments or matches between highly regarded wrestlers that stand out to you from the years that you have served as a team leader for Team Kansas?
I tell you, man, I fell in love with the Junior Duels back in 2005. I wasn't involved at all. I just went out down to Enid, Oklahoma as a spectator. And that year we had just a fantastic team, you know, Neil Erisman and Corneo and DeShazer and Baldrige and Taplin. I mean, you could go right down the line on that team. And they placed fourth in freestyle, which was the second highest they've ever placed. I think in 2001 they took third in freestyle, but I just fell in love with the event. I mean, the dual atmosphere, the state pride involved, and you know, and over the years, I mean, I've been involved since 2006, and they moved it to Oklahoma City, and then the last 3 years in Tulsa. This will be the fourth year, but I remember matches like David Taylor beating Ellis Coleman, and Chandler Rogers beat Bo Nickel, and really that was kind of on the heels of our own Calvin Oaks wrestling Bo Nickel really tough. It was actually a really cool match to watch. I mean, last year we had a duel with Oklahoma and Connor Ward. It came down to the last match. They had us on the elevated mat right in the middle. Oklahoma had their big crowd, and it was an important duel. And Connor Ward beat Jack Karstetter. I think it might have been the first time he's ever beat him. I mean, we went crazy, and we ended up placing the highest we've ever placed in Greco. We got fourth place last year in 2017, anyway, those are just memories that you never forget. So,
yeah, those are some good ones for sure. So tell us who the coaches will be for Team Kansas and a little about their credentials.
Yeah, we're excited. We've had that great relationship with Jesse Thielke, USA Olympian, and so he's going to be our head coach once again, and we're just honored to have him. You know, even at his young age, his awesome experience, but he's just a great technician, as many of us have found out in this state. And so he'll be our head coach. His assistant is going to be Daniel DeShazer. And, you know, we're well known, obviously, in the state, two-time Division II national champion. And so he'll be on that first team. The second team will be head coach by Matt Baker, who is our own from Shawnee Mission East. And he's a Division II national champ also. And then Connor Fitzgerald, head coach of the Life of the South, will be helping Matt. And so that's our staff. And they're all really pumped up and excited to do it. And they're just great mentors for our kids.
You talked a little bit about the makeup of the team. So how exactly do you go about selecting the teams, and how are alternates used during the competitions?
Yeah, so this event, we've been trying to move towards a more a stricter process, if you will, and trying to encourage participation at our state tournament in Hutchinson. And so we've used the results primarily from that state tournament. The state champions at each weight are guaranteed a spot on the first team. And then we'll also have petitions and you have challenges for certain wrestlers that couldn't make it due to injuries or other approved reasons why they couldn't make state. So we'll go to camp and we'll have some challenge matches to figure out depth at each weight. But, you know, there's 15 weights and there's nine weights that they allow you to be too deep. So they allow 24 wrestlers on a 15-man roster. And we need depth. I mean, you're talking about a week of 16 matches for each team. And for a guy, I don't care who you are, to go all 16 by yourself, that's a tall order. And so we're going to have almost two full teams. I think we're going to be able to have some great depth and spread out at each weight. So some of the weights will be sharing matches, and it'll kind of come down to mat time decisions by the coaches on who they want on the mat and those kind of things. And, you know, we always have some injuries, God forbid, but we have some of those things happen, and it sure helps to have that depth.
Our athletes have a lot on their plates during the off season with various obligations, But what is your elevator speech as to why participating in junior duels should be a priority for those who want to reach the next level?
Oh, man. I mean, I just know that the junior national duels are the nation's largest stage team event, period. And it gives these kids a rare opportunity to not only make the undefeated all-tournament team, which is a great individual accolade, but it combines it with the ultimate award for your state pride, and to be able to bring some real attention to the hard work that our Kansas wrestling community across our state, all the way down to the youth clubs, have built this awesome wrestling state. And it's just so encouraging for these guys and to be able to wrestle for your state, have that team camaraderie. I don't think there's any other event like it.
It's probably hard to tell what states will be represented at this point and how many teams they will be bringing and what individuals will be making up those teams. With that said, what are your expectations for Team Kansas on both Greco and freestyle fronts?
Well, I have high expectations. I mean, I know sometimes when you roll in there with not as many All-American points, you're subject to where they put you in the bracket. However, I think there are other states they're going to be making a mistake to overlook us, because these guys can wrestle. I mean, guys like Jake Beeson, Connor Ward, Caleb Willis at 220. I mean, guys that don't necessarily – I mean, they've won their share of hardware, let me tell you. But as far as having certain team seeding points, they haven't accomplished that yet. But I wouldn't choose anybody else for our team at those weights. I mean, these guys can flat out wrestle, and so I have high expectations. I can't wait.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. For those of us that are unable to make it to Tulsa for the junior duels, which, as you mentioned, take place June 19th through the 23rd at the Cox Business Center in Tulsa, where can we go online to follow Team Kansas?
Yeah, so Track Wrestling's awesome, and I'm so glad that it's on Track Wrestling. So you can go there, follow it online. You'll hit the dashboard, or you can even get video of each match. So sign up, and then I'll try to post things on the forum too. But it's really good coverage, and you'll love the site if you haven't ever been there. So trackwrestling.com, search for tournaments, put in junior duels search word, and it'll send you right to the tournament. So I hope everybody does that.
All right, Chief. Well, it was great visiting with you, and thanks again for taking the time.
You're welcome, Pat. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.